Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Making peace with God is the most important thing you will ever do in your life. It isn't necessarily something that you can put off until 5 minutes before your encounter with the Almighty. But the sad thing is that life gets so busy, so full of things, that we seldom think about the importance of making peace with God until it's too late. I'm thinking of the day I was called to the hospital to visit a man whose hours were numbered. I didn't know the man very well, but I knew he had been a successful rancher and cattleman. As I stood outside his hospital room as doctors fought a losing battle for the man's life, I talked with family members. "Now tell me about your dad," I inquired. The response was a series of stories and anecdotes. "Can you tell me something about his relationship with the Lord?" I asked. Things grew strangely quiet. "Now, Dad never had time for that sort of thing," one of them said. Guidelines is a commentary on life in our times. And though we seldom think about it, the end is just as much part of the whole as the beginning when God sends the spark of life that brings a baby. Birth, of course, is a much more celebrated event than a memorial service. Though someone has lived a long and full life, and those of us who remain are glad that a loved one no longer suffers, and though we do inwardly rejoice that someone we loved is now in the presence of the Lord and will never face another night of suffering, we nonetheless do not dance and celebrate at a funeral, like we do when we welcome the birth of a baby. Making peace with God is not much different from reestablishing a relationship, one which has been broken by misunderstanding and wrongdoing. Isaiah said, "We all like sheep have gone astray, each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Without a shepherd, sheep quickly wander and go astray. That's why the shepherd is so important. Left to their own, sheep are vulnerable to predators and to enemies of all kinds and descriptions. The Bible describes this wandering or going astray as a deliberate act of spiritual rebellion of the heart, a missing of the mark, using the analogy of an archer whose aim falls short of the target. The Bible describes it as sin. The middle letter I best characterizes what it's about, my will as opposed to God's will. Friend, making peace with God begins when you acknowledge that you've gone astray. Now, this shouldn't be too difficult for most of us. You know that deep down in your heart. The second thing that you must do is to recognize the voice of the shepherd and acclaim him as Lord and Savior. Jesus, using this very analogy, said, "I am the good shepherd." He also said, "I am the way and the truth and the life." Now, a word of warning. There are a lot of false shepherds out there. Individuals, philosophies, even religions that claim to lead you to God. But there is only one shepherd who proved that he was the Son of God by dying and rising again the third day. It was this which proved that Jesus was and is the great shepherd, the one sent from God. The final step in your pilgrimage to make peace with God is to reach out and claim his Son as your shepherd and Savior and begin to follow him. Too easy? Well, some think so. They try to make it tough. But I have learned that when you follow the shepherd, you will get to know him. And when you know him, you will love him. And when you love him, you will obey him and keep his commandments. Remember, when Jesus called men to walk with him, he simply said, "Follow me." It's still true.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.